And we're in.
We're in.
We
always start with saying we're in.
Well, we are in. We're into the next podcast episode.
Yes, the next episode, the latest episode, episode 6 of Movie
episode
Magic.
Episode 6, wow.
Movie Magic with Ben and Paul.
How time has flied.
Yeah, it has. Flown.
Flown. Yeah, it didn't sound right. When time flies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Well,
just a bit of my old science teacher, old high school science teacher.
Yeah.
She thought she was great. Once she wrote up this joke on the board, she wrote, time flies.
Yeah.
And she wrote at the bottom, you can't, they fly too fast. You have a look on your face. Interesting pun, isn't it?
It is.
Because she's referring to, you know, actual flies, the insects.
Yeah, yeah. I could kind of see that.
Yeah.
When you first said she wrote that,
yeah.
I could see she was going to do that pun.
She just looked around and waited for the class's reaction.
Yeah, and what
no
was
one.
So it was a lot like my reaction. Just
about, yeah, it was just silence. But like, I started chuckling because I was like, good effort.
I'm going to be honest, I might edit in some cricket sound effects in post right there just to add to it. But
well, we started off poorly.
Yeah.
Right.
We have. But.
But. It's that time for. Movie of the week.
That was next level.
Yeah,
you really have topped yourself there. Like, I'm be surprised. I said last week you've probably topped out the mics. This week, I think you've definitely topped out the mics.
It's only going to get more enthusiastic.
I don't see how you can top that. But we're in.
You wait.
We're into
all right.
Film of the week or movie of the week.
Yes, our film of the week this week is The Intouchables.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with The Expendables.
Or The Untouchables.
Yes. Or Finding Nemo. I don't know. Some people get confused.
It is. They're similar. Similar on a lot of levels. But The Untouchables is a film starring... I don't know.
I can't
pronounce their names.
Yeah, I had one. I knew one of the guys' names.
Spoiler alert.
Shh.
Well, it's not really a spoiler. It's more of a warning.
Okay, what's the warning?
It's got subtitles.
Did you not know that going into
it? Well, when I suggested a couple of films and you chose, and then I went, oh, hasn't that got subtitles?
Do you not like subtitles?
No, I was literally going, I watch them on DVD,
yeah,
but I don't really bother going to the movies when it's ones with subtitles.
Well, you gave me the choice of the Untouchables or Alex Cross, and I wasn't keen on Alex Cross.
Well, I looked, and that was the only two which
No, fair enough. Because those are the only two we hadn't really already seen or were planning on seeing.
Yeah.
Back
off.
So I easily went with the Untouchables.
Yeah.
And, yeah, okay.
But... I've got some groundbreaking news on that. My views now have changed.
Wow.
I will never ever
have that thought again.
Yes.
Yeah. So you liked it.
Fantastic.
Amazing, eh?
It's so good.
So good. Everyone listening, two thumbs up from me. Must watch.
It's
The Untouchables.
Heartwarming.
It was everything.
Funny.
Everything a movie should be.
I was smiling right
through.
It
was one of the funniest movies I've ever seen. One of the touchingest movies I've ever seen.
Mm.
And really well made as well. You know, good camera work, good music.
I loved the music, actually. Now, usually I don't go, I would buy that soundtrack after.
Yeah.
But if it's a movie without, you know... The score, I'm saying, I would just like have that on the background.
Yeah.
You know, I'm doing a lot of work at the moment. I like listening to music without words.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, that might be really good.
Definitely. So should we go to ratings?
Yeah. Well,
you go first.
Apologies for no research on who the actual actors are.
Yeah, I memorized one of them, but now it's gone. All I can think of is Idris Elba, but he's that dude from The Wire. But it's a similar kind of name. French dude.
Jacques.
Oh, it was the other guy. His name was like Iris or something like that.
That's close.
Yeah. Something French sounding. But yeah, okay, rating, you go first.
5.2. Yeah.
That's high. You know how I often rate about 3 below you?
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking as the credits were rolling,
yeah.
I was thinking, so I gave Lion King 6 out of 6.
Yeah.
And I thought, this...
No way.
I like this as much as the Lion King.
Wow.
6.
That's amazing.
The Untouchables.
Wow.
Go see it. I loved it.
That's a boom moment, if ever there was.
Oh.
You missed it.
Hold, no, it's not too late. The Untouchables, Paul M's rating, 6 out of 6. Boom.
That is... I'm in shock.
Yeah.
Well, I did really, really enjoy it, though.
Yeah.
Dude, I've got to be honest with you.
What?
I did get a lower rating because I had to read most of it.
Yeah. See, it took me... If it's good enough, I forget that it's subtitled. Yeah. And about halfway through, I was like, oh, it's subtitled. Like, I just kind of clicked that. Yeah. I was like...
Five minutes in, I didn't care anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I was...
See, I knew it was subtitled, though, going into it.
Yeah, yeah.
But, okay. So, should we...
Yeah, it's such a good movie.
Really good movie.
Yeah.
Definitely a must watch.
I reckon Oscar buzz would definitely be on that one.
Yeah, well, I feel like the Oscars is a little bit racist.
It will win Best Foreign Film.
Foreign, yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I guess to win the Best Picture,
sorry,
does it have to be...
Sorry, go back. Controversial statement of the... What are you saying about the Oscars?
Well, I don't know. Is it a rule that does it have to be... Like, does Best Picture have to be... Oh, no, because The Artist wasn't an American film.
Yeah, but it sort of was.
Yeah.
It was quite interesting. It was sort of marketed. It was French, but then it was slightly American in ways.
Yeah, that's true. This was more of an all-out French affair. I mean,
I forgot that The Artist was French.
But, yeah. So, I mean, I guess it's in with a shot, but that was... I wonder when the last time a subtitled film won Best Picture, or if ever.
Couldn't think.
Because that was obviously silent, yeah.
Lord of the Rings had Elvish in it.
I don't know if that counts.
Yeah.
But,
Yeah. What's the last Best Picture?
The Artist.
Oh, of course.
And before that...
Yeah, but that was
The Hurt Locker, I think?
No, I think that was the year before that, wasn't it?
What was...
Oh, Hurt Locker, that was just a... Why that bit Avatar?
I don't know. See,
I felt like they were trying
to prove they weren't sexist, and that was directed by a woman.
Yeah.
And,
which was, interestingly, the ex-wife of James Cameron.
Yeah. It was almost like they were just wanted a bit of controversy. But anyway, that was Film of the Week.
That was Film of the Week. Why did we stop? Again, there's no sound coming out.
That's right. I just wanted some water. Getting a bit parched.
Sorry, next time I will say Film of the Week. I think I said Movie of the Week.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Sometimes
they know what
confused,
we're talking about.
But I'm not going to get confused about this one. Remake, remix.
Remake. Remix.
Let's do it.
Right. Remake, remix. This is where we recast a classic film. Usually I... Yeah, think deeply and do lots of great research and think about roles. And Paul just finds some people's brothers and throws them into roles.
Okay, this is a bit harsh. Although this week you did some good research.
Yes, I did some of the best research I've ever done for I watched.
Wait, do they know what we're doing?
Oh, yeah, no, we didn't even say what it was.
This week we've chosen Disney musical classic. Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins, starring Julie Andrews and Dick Van Dyke.
Yeah.
Now, what? What are you pointing
at? I thought you were just getting a bit far behind the microphone.
No, I was sort of stretching.
Okay.
I was just warming up because this is going to be pretty full on.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. So, yes, I actually rewatched the film before recasting it, which I haven't actually done in the past.
Yeah, I haven't done that either, to be honest.
So that's good. Then I flew to Auckland to review the show for more inspiration, the new musical.
Yeah, the live stage show, for those of you.
And then flew back here to discuss it.
Yeah,
so
wow. So you went all
out.
That's
the sort of research I'm willing to do for Movie Magic.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Right, shall we just get this?
Yeah.
Do you want to start?
Okay.
Mary Poppins, Bert, Mr. and Mrs. Banks.
Yeah, those are the characters.
Mm-hmm.
Mary Poppins. I found this hard.
Mm.
This was my hardest one. Not that happy, but I went with Emmy Rossum. She played Christine in the Phantom of the Opera movie. She was only 16 then.
Yep.
That was about 10 years ago.
Yep, yep.
That's who I've gone with.
I don't think she's strong enough for the role.
Okay.
Which is, well...
What do you mean
strong? You seem really hurt by that today.
Well, I'm just...
I'm just discussing it.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Well...
It's an opinion. It's not...
Okay.
I just want a little bit more reasoning behind why you went with
it. She's a great singer. She's proven that.
Yeah.
And either think she looks right.
And to be fair, when you announced that, it sounded like you were disappointed with your own choice. There was no enthusiasm.
I just felt like there was no one else, really.
No one else? Yeah. Well, I think there is someone else.
Okay, I feel like I have a few people in mind who I think you may have cast.
Okay.
But, okay.
Who are you thinking?
Blonde British woman. I can't think of her name. Is it Kate Winslet?
Possibly.
Okay, the other one I was thinking, Anne Hathaway.
No.
Okay, don't know.
May I say, Kate Winslet, not bad casting, though.
Well, no, I didn't want to
but
do it.
But Emily Blunt.
Right.
Yeah.
Emily Blunt, I don't actually... What is she from?
She's been in lots of things lately. The Five-Year Engagement.
Five-Year Engagement?
Oh, she's been in lots of stuff. That. Young Victoria.
I know the name, and I'd probably recognise her
Salmon
face.
Fishing in the Yemen?
Yeah, and no, I haven't seen any of these.
She's very good. Very good. Okay. I don't know if she can sing, but I'm just going off the... If you're an
actress or
actor.
Well, maybe you could get Emmy Rossum to come and do the sing for her.
I'll consider it.
I won't have to pay that extra check to get a singer in, mate. I've got that done.
I just think Emily Blunt's really going to take on this role well.
Okay. Should we move on? Bert. I think I might have similar casting to you this week.
Yeah, see, I think I know who you've cast, actually. Right.
Okay, should we go? Let's hear who you cast.
Ewan McGregor.
I'm not the biggest Ewan McGregor fan.
Oh, I am.
Myself.
I like Ewan McGregor, he's great.
Yeah, see, I'm just never...
Great singer.
Never liked Moulin Rouge.
Oh, didn't you?
And he was in that.
See, I really like Moulin Rouge.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
It's good,
Moulin Rouge. I just don't like the way that he's like, just...
Love is a many splendid thing.
Well, just how he's just taken all these popular songs and just put them in this movie and like mashed them up. And
yeah,
it's
what's
like,
wrong with that?
I don't know. I just don't like
it. It's like what musicals are.
No, but a good musical, you know, Stephen Sondheim sits down and writes original songs. And they're great. He doesn't just go, oh, yeah, take that song, chuck that in. People love that, chuck that in.
But sometimes that's what we like, to hear new versions of what we already know.
I'm not the biggest cover fan.
Righto.
I like to hear Elton John sing your song. That's coming right from the heart. Not bloody Ewan McGregor, who's
now,
just getting
I've heard
paid $1 billion.
Many people sing your song now, and I've enjoyed it all.
Right.
Well, not all, but...
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway.
Ewan. Okay, yeah, that's passable.
Yeah.
I mean, he's proven himself in musicals. I've gone with Christian Bale.
Oh, what?
What?
That was not who I was thinking you were going to cast.
I thought that's who you were going to cast. I thought he was the obvious...
Christian Bale?
Yeah.
Batman?
Well, he's played Batman. He's played other things. He started... One of his earlier roles was in Newsies musical.
Oh, really? So he can sing?
Not very well. No. But he can... He's got the kind
character
of Cockney
voice.
Accent. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's not a Cockney accent, but he could pull it off. He's got the right look.
All right, you're pulling me
towards
him.
And he's a great
him.
Actor.
It really wasn't what I was expecting. I was actually expecting you to say Hugh Jackman.
No.
Because that was my other choice.
No. I'm sick of him.
Oh.
Sick of that guy. Oh,
you seem really, really negative towards a lot of great actors and actresses today. You've just had enough.
Yeah.
Man, so far, no brothers or sisters. So that's...
No. No, I've stayed clear from that this week. Okay, should we move on?
Yeah.
George Banks?
Yeah, well done, first name basis.
Yeah, sorry, Mr. Banks, the father of the children. May I repeat, I haven't watched Mary Poppins in years. So, I mean, I'm kind of just going, I watched a few YouTube videos. I've gone with, I casted an American as Mary Poppins, so I thought I'd better go with a British much-loved actor. I went with Colin Firth.
Good casting.
Okay.
Good casting.
Again, you always agree with my casting of older actors. I just cast older actors who everybody loves.
I think if we make this film, I'll cast the younger members and you can cast the older members, and then I think we'll be happy.
Right. I don't know if you're going to like my Mrs. Banks, but
I'm really happy with Colin Firth.
Yeah,
I think that's some great casting.
He's a great guy.
Yeah.
Love him.
Well done.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't think I've. No, actually, your Morgan Freeman casting was really good as well. I cast Hugh Bonneville from Downton Abbey.
I haven't really. I've watched one episode of Downton Abbey.
And you didn't watch any more?
Yeah, nah.
Oh, so good.
Oh, it was just a bit
I got
weird
hooked
when I watched it.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. It was just like these dramas over little things.
I'm a big Downton Abbey
fan. Someone spilt something.
Really enjoyed it.
Okay. Give it a chance. I'll have to get into it, yeah. I have heard great things about
it. That is great.
Okay, which one is he?
He's the main guy. He's the master of the house.
Okay, the I don't really know who he is.
Yeah.
Has he done anything else?
Yeah, he's been in a few bits and pieces. Like, he was in Notting Hill.
Right, yeah. I haven't seen that. we were talking about it today, though.
Again, another classic.
My girlfriend said it was like her favourite film of all time.
Oh, well, it's one of my favourites.
I have to see that as well. Put that on the list with Downton Abbey.
Yeah, but, get in there.
Yeah, so I can't really criticise that. So I'll say good job for now.
Yeah,
but I'll do some research.
Cool, thanks. I considered possibly putting like a comedian in the role.
Yeah.
Like, I even thought about Ricky Gervais or...
I thought about casting Ricky as the mum. Having across him and Colin Firth, I could really see them playing off each other.
Pantomime
style. Yeah. Kind of hairspray, John Travolta.
Yeah, I also considered Will Ferrell, actually, as a father. Like, really mix it up
well, see,
a little
I think Colin Firth can play the comedy.
Yeah.
Mrs. Banks.
I'm not sure about this casting.
Yeah, I'm saying.
I may have just looked at my film collection and went, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Cate Blanchett.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Well, that was how I felt. Yeah. It's like, no, I can't think of anyone else yet.
See, I went with another, I cast British men, American woman. I've gone with Amy Poehler, who... She's the main.
Isn't she like a comedy actress?
Yes, she's the main character on Parks and Recreation.
Oh yeah,
yeah. She's because you know how she's like I haven't seen the movie in a while, so I'm asking you. Yeah. She's into women's rights.
She is into women's rights.
Like a feminist.
Rights. Yeah,
and that's very much Amy Poehler, especially like she's quite a feminist, and she's always like playing the kind of. Ambitious
I'm just wondering
woman.
About her and Colin Firth, though, if that's really...
Oh, I can see it happening. I can see it working. She was actually... She looks quite a bit younger than she is, but, I mean, with a bit of makeup, I think she could be a bit older.
Well, to be fair, I'm not too sure about Hugh Bonneville and Cate Blanchett, if really... But these things happen.
Okay, so
excellent. Right.
Remake Remix. We'll put the photos up on the Facebook page.
Yeah, so get on those. Vote which one you like best. Like,
maybe comment what you'd like to cast, whatever.
Yeah. Because we've gone a bit of a different angle, actually, with films and recasting. Well, I think we're hitting a new sort of audience.
Yeah.
Not action films.
Yeah, this
you
is...
You know, not fantasy.
We were discussing after last episode that we thought we've been going to a lot of...
Yeah.
We've been doing, Star Wars and...
Yeah.
And, and we've been neglecting a lot of the female listeners.
Yeah, I think we're showing our softer side in this podcast.
We are. Mary Poppins.
And I've revealed Notting Hill, one of my favourites.
Yeah.
You know? And Downton Abbey, also great TV series. So.
Right. Okay, that was Remake Remix, but there's no music. So let's just continue.
Let's continue on into movie etiquette. Okay, where it was... What's that sound? Yes, that's movie etiquette time.
It was a bit late.
Yeah, it was a bit late, but that's fine. It was missing from last podcast. I apologise for that. I had a few emails saying, where's movie etiquette gone? That's why I listen. I want to
see sad faces.
Yeah.
Emoticons.
It makes me think, you know. Yeah. So here we go. Movie etiquette. This is where I pose questions about movie etiquette to Paul to see what his deep thoughts are on this. Right. You ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. Now... We know cell phones and things are a big no-no in the movie cinema.
Yep.
So I'm not going to ask that because obviously don't use your cell phone in the cinema. Don't text, don't, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
What my question is, if it happens, what do you do? If maybe a text goes off in your pocket, you thought you turned your phone off or put on silent, you hadn't, or if you get a phone call, what do you do next?
Right. Well, see, I always make sure I've turned it off before.
Me too. But I'm saying
there was
one
time I was. It wasn't a movie, but it was it was at school.
Yeah.
It was a small little someone was performing, and we're in the theater, and my phone was in my bag, and it wasn't turned off, and it went off, and I just basically panicked.
Yeah.
Shot at my hand and turned it off, and pretended that it wasn't there. Looked around angrily. Maybe looked at my girlfriend with an angry, disappointed expression on my face. So that's what I did.
Yeah.
But, I think just get in there, sort it out, turn it off.
Mm.
Like, my phone's got a big off button on the top.
Yeah.
I'm rocking the Nokia kind of brick kind of phone. None of this iPhone
just
stuff.
Get it off
just
as soon as possible.
And then Yeah, just get back to business.
But let's say, do you take the phone call? Because I've seen people take the phone call, go, hello,
well, maybe,
and then start talking as they leave the movie cinema. Is that okay or is that not on?
I think that's pretty weird. Because I think you could just wait an hour and then ring the person back. Mm. Unless you're thinking like, unless it's important, you know, unless you're like a life or death. I can't really think of a situation where you couldn't just wait an hour to ring the person back. But, you know, there might be something.
Mm.
But unless it's vital, then
you go,
I could just turn
it off.
You go
to the movies as an escape, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. So surely if you're waiting for a life-threatening phone call, I mean, I guess you might want to put your mind on other things, you know. Go watch
you're
Breaking Dawn.
You're waiting to hear the news from the hospital. Don't pop off to the movie theater.
Yeah,
you
maybe
know.
Just...
watch a DVD.
Yeah,
and
DVD
pause
at
it.
Home. Yeah. So yeah, that's the answer.
Yeah, excellent.
Yeah.
Cool. I think that's educated a lot of people.
Can I just say,
yeah.
last night I went to Breaking Dawn,
yes.
Part 2.
Yes.
Again, we're getting in touch with the...
yeah, again, I haven't seen it yet.
But
I've seen all the ones leading up to it, though,
yeah.
so...
Well, and last night, I know you asked me a few episodes ago about talking in the theatre.
Oh, with the talkers.
Directly behind me. So, like, the opening credits started, and everyone kind of, hushed. Actually, there was a lot of talking at the start. Like, not just behind me, but everywhere. You could
There's
just
a
hear,
lot
like,
of...
chatter. I think the people there... Like, see, when I go to a movie, I like to appreciate the whole movie, including, especially being a James Bond fan, where the opening credits... kind of like a big part.
Yeah.
You know, the design, the woman silhouetted swimming around or whatever. And
was
the
that
theme
in Twilight,
song.
Was it?
No, well, in Twilight, they're just showing aerial views of snowy mountains.
All right, you've just given away the whole film.
Okay, sorry.
That's fine.
Spoiler alert of the... And they had music playing. And, you know, I like to appreciate film's music. And I was sitting there and I was reading the names, watching the great shot, aerial shots, listening to the music. And these girls are just chatting away. And I was like, well, I mean, I guess I can handle it. For now, like when it starts, like when the dialogue starts, they'll stop. Dialogue starts, they just keep going. So then,
Twilight's one of those sorts of films, though. Mm. Like, honestly, when I've gone to it, I can still remember there's been people around because it's like there's so many things that people want to talk about as it's happening. Like, oh, they didn't do that, or oh, look at that.
No, but these girls just didn't even seem like they. I don't even think they were talking about the movie.
Oh, that's just
and,
a pain.
So eventually, I was like, okay. I'm just going to do
Did
the
Did you
old...
say something?
No. I'm not good with saying stuff like, be quiet. Or could you please be quiet?
Yeah.
So I just did the old look around kind of confused. Like, what's... what? Well, I'm trying to watch a movie. Like, what's going on? And so I did that, nothing. And then I kind of did it again. And then my girlfriend just went, shut up. And I was like, oh, sweet. That's sort of them. And they didn't really talk for the rest of it.
Yeah.
But so yeah. But that was it was just interesting because I was thinking, oh, this is
I'm glad
if these people
I'm glad
been listening
your girlfriend
to,
had to do the do the job there.
No, she did. She didn't think twice.
Yeah, but it was good that you got in there with a confused look though. You started
I did,
Good.
But yeah.
Excellent. Right. Which brings us to
one word review.
Are we there already?
Yeah, well, it's been 23 minutes.
Oh, wow. People were probably wanting to get off for tea and
stuff.
Yeah,
they have, so we better get into it.
Yeah, all right. I've watched two films
in
the past couple of weeks.
What's your first one?
Which is poor, actually.
Yeah.
It's not really that many.
I've only got two to do as well. Actually, I've probably seen more, but okay.
Yeah. X-Men. I watched X-Men 1.
Oh, yeah, I watched it a while ago.
Yeah, no, you watched X-Men 2, I thought you said.
No, but I watched before that. I was re-watching the X-Men films. Yeah,
I did wonder when you said X-Men 2. I was like, what about X-Men 1?
Yeah, no, I watched that like a couple months before.
Extraordinary. Extraordinary.
We're going to run out of words. We need to stop watching them because we're going to run out of words starting with X.
Because I am going to watch X-Men 2 now.
Right.
But how good is X-Men?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
As one of the film. What's the film that you've seen the most? Is there like a film you know you've seen
well,
the most?
Well, I'll just say the James Bond franchise because I've seen...
No, I want one film that you think you've seen the most of any other film. You know, one that maybe you had on video, then you...
Oh, well, when I was a kid, Aladdin was a big one that my neighbours had on tape.
Yeah.
And I'd borrow it all the time and watch it. But I feel like I've watched all the James Bonds probably more.
Okay.
Not all the James Bonds, but like, you know, there's lots of James Bonds that I've seen so many times.
Yeah, it's a James Bond.
What would yours be? X-Men?
X-Men.
Oh, wow.
Honestly, I've seen it so many times. X-Men and Men in Black.
Yeah.
Probably.
Wow.
And, of course, Disney classics as well, like Aladdin. Yeah.
I've seen The Lion King probably close to 1,000 times.
But you never get sick of it.
No.
It's always good.
Okay.
So that's that one.
Extraordinary.
Yep.
I'm going to go with a new film in the cinemas. I've been to cinemas about 3 times this week.
Yeah, this is solid effort.
Killing Them Softly, starring Brad Pitt.
Oh, did you go to that?
I went to it.
Yeah.
I wrote down lacking.
Oh.
It's been getting stellar reviews. Yeah. I went on Rotten Tomatoes, and it's the highest rating at the moment. I think it's got 97%.
Oh, wow.
Fresh. And I enjoyed it, but it was just lacking in everything, kind of. I don't know. It was just...
Well, thought you were going to say something.
Not everything, but it was It was a bit... I don't know, just a bit nothing. Mm. Like, it was a bit slow. There were brilliant parts where I was like, this is really cool.
Yeah.
But it was just a bit, I don't know, a bit bland.
Mm, okay.
I'd say, yeah.
But in between, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was just a bit unmemorable, kind of. Okay. There were good bits.
That's a good way to, yeah.
Yeah.
And, okay, interesting.
Yeah.
Mary Poppins, obviously.
Yeah.
Charming.
Charming, yeah. That's,
yeah, charming. It is charming, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. My second one, another new movie, Breaking Dawn Part 2.
Oh, yes, of course.
I was actually calling it New Moon Part 2 all week leading up to it. Going to New Moon Part 2.
You even text me that.
See, just a bit of a backstory. I read the first two books.
Yes.
Watched the first two films. Mm. But then I hadn't seen the second two films.
Had you not seen Part 1 before you saw Part 2?
No, I kind of had given up on Twilight after the second book/movie.
Well, you can't see a part two without seeing part one.
Well, I did, and it still made perfect sense. Like, I felt like I didn't miss anything.
Yeah.
But
there probably would have been a few shocks at the start going, what?
Oh, no, my girlfriend kind of filled me in.
Oh, okay, that's right.
Now I feel bad saying the word I wrote down. Because, truth be told, okay, the word I wrote down was tacky. But, truth be told, I enjoyed it. But
there's something entertaining about them, isn't
there? It's entertaining, but just like, I don't know, just the music and... Okay, people always get on, or at least girls always get on Kristen Stewart's case as being a bad actor.
Yeah.
I thought she was the best actor in the film. Taylor Lautner was borderline appalling, I thought. I don't claim to be no acting connoisseur, but...
Well, they're also, like, the lines are set up. In a lot of the Twilight films, so there's like a break for an audience reaction to what they say.
There were so many just awkward bits where real awkward dialogue scenes where they're like just walking, just kind of awkward. Mm. And there was one scene where there was like a flash forward scene, and they were on a beach together.
Mm.
And it was just like the fakest thing I've ever seen. I was like, surely you've got the budget to take these four actors to a beach and film them looking happy. But you're like green screening them onto this tacky ass beach.
I thought the first Twilight was quite poorly made. Like it was like a TV movie almost.
Yeah.
Like it was just really fast running and they just whip up trees and stuff.
The fast running, like the special effects were just poor.
For
the fast running was horrible.
Realistic, because I remember, because I have giggled quite a bit in the movie cinemas when certain things happen, but I still remember one scene where she's like trying to sleep or something and she's lost them and she's just literally lying there just screaming at the top of her lungs, just the heartbreak that he's left. Unrealistic.
Right, okay. Well, there was bits in this where they were like running in like... They were running into like a battle and they were just running. It showed like an aerial shot and they were just running at human speed. And I was like, you can run faster than that. She tried to get away from the bad guys and she just tried jogging off. And it's like, sprint. That's just four.
There's not a lot of unrealistic things in Twilight. So it's a shame when they just pull things down a little bit.
But with all that said, I still really enjoyed it.
It's still a good laugh, isn't it?
Yeah, it was great.
Right. And I think that's us. And then, should we reveal what our film of the week is next week?
We should, because this is the most excited I've been in years.
I'm more excited for The Hobbit.
No way.
Oh, really?
Oh, James Bond is my life.
Yeah, true. True.
Just like probably Lord of the Rings is your life.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it makes sense that we're...
There you go.
Skyfall is our next film. Yeah. Skyfall. He's going to an advanced screening, which I didn't know about, and I'd already booked my tickets for the midnight screening.
I like how I'm going 3 days before you.
Yeah, but that's okay. I'm going to the midnight screening, which is
going to
be
great. And I'm going to the advanced screening. So... It's all good.
Yeah.
It's all good. Right. So look forward to hearing about that.
Yeah.
And
that's it.